Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now from Talkers.com is Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, with an overview of some of the important things that have been discussed. There are so many things that come across Michael Harrison's desk every week, the things that he has to do with Talkers. The bottom line is that he has to keep his fingers on the pulse of what's going on conversationally. He has to keep his fingers on the pulse of what's going on the stations. Got to keep his fingers on the pulse of what's going on with the hosts. So all that stuff, it's a tough job, Michael, but somebody's got to do it, and I'm glad it's you.
That's pretty easy when compared to having to keep your pulse on everything happening in the universe, which is what you have to do. So, you know, I'm in a little narrow niche.
Yeah.
And it's not that difficult. I've only been doing it for 100 years. But here are the 10 biggest stories on talk radio, news talk radio, such as the stations that we are currently airing on, this past week. And at number 10, we have the Paul Walker crash death, and that's tied with National Football League action. This is a great time of year in the NFL, and so many people like to talk about it beyond sports talk. The New York rail accident is at number 9. The resignation of Martin Bashir from MSNBC is at number 8. The bankruptcy of the city of Detroit, tied with the fast food minimum wage effort, both occupy number 7. Number 6, and it might have been much higher had it happened earlier in the week, but the death of Nelson Mandela comes in number 6 relative to the week. At number 5, the 2014 and 2016 GOP strategies. It means that we're already in the presidential season, which is not surprising how quickly that turns around these years. At number 4, we have Iran nuke talks tied with NSA cell location database. At number 3, Rush Limbaugh and Pope Francis in a flap. At number 2, Obama's millennial support is declining. And at number 1, the topic that has just absolutely dominated conversation on talk shows, Obamacare criticism. Taking a look at the people we've been talking about, at number 10, we have Paul Walker. We have Martin Bashir at 9, Benjamin Netanyahu at 8, Rush Limbaugh and Pope Francis at 7, Harry Reid and John Boehner at 6, Nelson Mandela at number 5, Ted Cruz and Chris Christie at 4. Number 3 is Hillary Clinton. Number 2 is a tie between Joe Biden and John Kerry. And as is usually the case, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, is number 1. And that's a snapshot of the week's activities on talk radio.
Yeah, the president doesn't know his uncle until the Boston Globe found that he had lived with his uncle. I get such a kick out of that. You know, one of the things, I'm saying that because I'm sort of setting it up for you to comment on the things that are a part of the conversational mantra, if you will, between those who are on the right and those who are on the left. The death of Nelson Mandela, as you suggested, came late in the week, so it didn't get to be perhaps the prominent story that it might have had it happened earlier in the week. But instead of talking about the death of Mandela and all the accomplishments, I heard, as I'm driving across the country this week, I'm listening to a lot of talk radio programs, and I heard 3 or 4 hosts going off on the president for sort of using the death of Nelson Mandela to make himself prominent again. And I'm, you know, this is not a program about politics, even though most of the mainstay in news talk radio is political. It bothered me to hear that. Because it didn't seem to, it just seemed small. I mean,
well,
you've
just noticed that the crossfire of politics in America is dirty and often petty. I mean, you know, come on. I know it bothered you, but you should be used to it by now. The seeking of victory has superseded the seeking of truth in terms of political discussion in this country. The press does it. Certainly the politicians do it. And that is a very, very insidious form of corruption. When you no longer seek the truth, but seek any opportunity to make your opponent or somebody with whom you disagree ideologically, politically, or otherwise, make them lose, make them seem small, make them seem wrong, even when you know, this really isn't a fair shot. I shouldn't be doing this. Let's do it anyway. Ha ha. Let's take advantage.
Mm. So does that same thing apply to lots of different things, like the shots that were being taken at Martin Bashir? Does that apply there, too?
To a certain degree. You have to always look at what the motives are. There's a tremendous amount of left-right ideological battling going on in terms of talk media. MSNBC is involved in its political battle with Fox News Channel. Many people view what we do in this industry, whether it's on radio or television, as just another branch of politics, not realizing it really is much more what it is, the broadcasting industry. It's actually more a branch of show business than it is of politics. But what can I say? People will take any opportunity they can to jump on. If a conservative host has ratings that go down, the liberals say that it's a repudiation of their politics and that the movement is changing, and vice versa. If liberal hosts are having problems with various aspects of broadcasting success, the political people who view everything through a political lens will blame it on a much larger political movement than just really an isolated broadcasting business situation.
The presence of Michael Harrison here, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. We're overviewing the items that are on the Talkers chart and some of the ancillary things because of his expertise following the talk business for well over 20 years, you get an understanding of that. You go to Talkers.com any day of the week, any time of the day, 24/7, and you can find out what's going on with your favorite host, favorite programs, but also kind of an insight into what's going on in this business that we call News Talk Radio. In a moment, we discuss the connection between Rush Limbaugh and the Pope. Do you think the Pope really even knows who Rush Limbaugh is? That's coming up here on the overview of what the hot hits are this week. It's 13 and change after the hour.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Granger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get the Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bellawood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As 2013 comes to a close, it's time to reflect and look back on the year that was. Each year at this time, Yahoo reveals the year's most popular web searches, shedding light on the people and news stories that had the world buzzing the most. Looking at the daily search habits of millions of people worldwide, Yahoo is able to capture a snapshot of society through online behavior. Carolyn Clark, web trend analyst for Yahoo.
This year, searchers on Yahoo anticipated the arrival of the royal baby and Kim Yee's offspring, Northwest. They searched for details on the trials of Jody Arias, George Zimmerman, and news on Paula Deen's racism case. Questions about Obamacare dominated searches online. And lest we forget, Miley Cyrus rose to the top of the Yahoo Year in Review after teaching everyone what twerking was all about.
To find out who or what captivated us the most this year, check out yearinreview.yahoo.com. That website, again, is yearinreview.yahoo.com.
A weekly overview of the status of Talk. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, here to lend his expertise to some of the things that they found in their data add up to being the most important items across the board, whether it be national or local hosts, because they monitor all of that stuff. One of the things that I find interesting is this connection between Rush Limbaugh and the Pope, and wondering, I said sort of with my tongue in cheek a few moments ago, Michael, I wondered whether the Pope even knew who Rush Limbaugh was. Why don't you give us the background to what he said, and what's the back and forth here?
Well, the Rush Limbaugh basically accusing the Pope. The Pope was talking about the dangers of unfettered, unrestrained capitalism, which is a legitimate discussion. And Limbaugh basically referred to it, I think, as being Marxist or communist, socialist rhetoric. And that, of course, caused a lot of controversy. Anytime you criticize or take on a major religious leader, you're looking for trouble. Or maybe he's looking for trouble. Maybe that's what Rush Limbaugh thrives on. I suspect there's a degree of truth to that.
Is there another Sandra fluke here? Is it going, are things slow for Limbaugh? So therefore he needs to stir the pot by coming up with something. Is this calculated on his part, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's just part of how he operates. I don't think Limbaugh calculates, I need more controversy at the moment. I think this is just the nature of how he operates. He has consistently for decades been in the news every so often on a regular basis for saying something or doing something that is deemed controversial by political people, the press, people in the industry, and It keeps him in the news. I don't know whether it's really a major component in keeping him successful. You used the word prominent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you used the word prominent for Barack Obama. I think more popular was the word. And I don't know if this makes Rush Limbaugh popular either. I think it just keeps him in the news because that's what he does.
All right, let me give you, we got about 2 minutes here, another Limbaugh story. I'm driving across country this week from the West Coast to the East Coast, and I'm listening a lot to talk radio, and I'm listening to Limbaugh, who told an exceptionally good story about his roots in business and his roots in talk radio. He was making a point about he was talking about the strike at the fast food workers and how you value yourself and how you're valued by the company, et cetera, et cetera. But what I found listening to him was the secret of good talk radio, in my opinion, and that was him telling a story about himself that everybody could relate to. Isn't that the sign of the people who are really good at this, being able to talk about things that everybody can relate to?
No question about it. You have to talk, I guess the word is resonate. You have to talk about things that resonate with people. And telling stories is always one of the main, strengths of anybody on the radio, a talk show host. You got to be able to tell stories. You got to make yourself relatable. You have to talk about things that people will respond to and that they can relate to their own lives. He does that very well.
Yeah, I just thought, I'm listening, but I know him, and I know his story, so maybe it meant more. But a lot of the people that follow him closely also know his story about working for the Kansas City baseball team, and he made $13,000 a year, and that was all he was worth, and, making money in radio. And I got a lot out of it, and I appreciated that, and appreciate a lot of other hosts who all too infrequently these days don't tell people enough about themselves so that they can really become related to. I mean, that's really what it is. You need to relate. You must relate in order for the audience to dig you. And I think that's part of the secret of the success of anybody who can make it in the world that we're talking about. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, December the 6th, to the continuing controversy about the release of the tapes in Newtown, Connecticut, as a result of a court order. Here are our hosts, Ron Upshaw and Don O'Neill, talking about the release of these tapes. This goes back about a year. I think people who are discreet will not air them, and that's the position that these guys take as well.
I think a lot of news organizations around the country, they've asked themselves, are we going to play these tapes? A lot of people are asking, should these tapes be released in the first place? And you may have heard some of the tapes on CBS, because CBS has decided nationally, and we have no control over that, that they're going to play some of the tapes. I also think maybe you've heard some of that on some of our local newscasts. I don't know if you heard that or not. And we don't have any control, nor do we want to have control over what our newsroom does. But we've kind of made a decision on this show that we're not going to play the 911 tapes, even though I still feel like it's important that they release those 911 tapes. There's a lot of places you can go on the internet and find those if you want to play those. But we've kind of decided, I don't know, how did you come to that decision?
Well, I mean, I have it as a radio host and also just as a human being. As a radio host, I feel about it. When we started our radio career, we didn't have access to these online. And so it kind of was a service in the sense that when the tapes came out and it was a big story, that it could move the story forward and you got more details and more information about the story and you kept people informed. Well, we don't live in that era anymore. You can get these things a lot of different ways. And so as a human being on this particular story, I have no desire to listen to these calls. I have seen the documentary on the shooter, who I'm not going to name because I think that's one of the reasons why he became a shooter is for notoriety purposes. I lived across the street from Columbine High School the year before that incident happened, and so I was familiar with that scene. And so I just don't have a desire to do this. It's coming so long after the event that I don't think there's any details that we're going to learn from these calls that we didn't already know that's going to move the story forward. Sure, we're going to know the details specific to that call, and we might learn a piece of information or hear an emotion that wasn't there before. But as far as revealing any sort of motive, the report came out a week or so ago and said, we don't have a motive. We don't really have these questions answered. We've looked at the mother's dead. The shooter is dead.
And they have listened to all the 911 tapes.
They listened to all the 911 tapes. Yeah. They come through everything. And so I think there are some viable reasons for releasing 911 calls, including evidence. If there's something this evidentiary there that where you've got a suspect that you're prosecuting or there's a lawsuit pending, I think that's a reason you can do it. I think that if it's moving the story forward in a tangible way, that that can be valuable on 911 calls. I think if there's something within the police action, like we had this with Columbine, where the police action was reviewed through the 911 tapes and changed. They made substantive changes to the way they were going to respond to this type of situation, not just in Littleton, Colorado, but then that went out to conferences for law enforcement nationwide and even worldwide. And if you remember the shooting that happened over in Europe on that island, they used training from Columbine and the way they apprehended that suspect who went on a shooting spree. So that's another reason why you could use 911 calls or to reveal motive. That could be something that would move the story forward. In this particular case, combined with the fact that it was little kids, I have no desire to hear these calls.
So most people think that this is not errable. Most people have a conversation, however, with regard to those who are not very discreet, who want to air these things for the purposes of just garnering, okay, let's listen and hear what happened. Why? What do you? How's your life made better by listening to this junk? Anyway, here's Mike Trevisano and Glenn Forbes talking to one of the callers to their program about the tapes and whether or not they ought to be aired.
Do you want to hear those calls? Because a lot of media outlets are saying now they don't want to play them. Is that a sign of our times? Are the media outlets afraid to play them? I don't know why they would be afraid to play them. There's no legal recourse there. My opinion is, don't you think hearing those 911 calls in an odd sort of way would help people maybe get more involved and not take this kind of stuff for granted?
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, December the 6th. We're going to switch gears now for a couple of minutes for a countdown extra, the passing of Nelson Mandela. So we're going to take some excerpts, as we often do, from various News Talk Radio programs with hosts that have different points of view to give you something to think about. And with regard to Nelson Mandela, here's some thought provocation from host Mike Russell, Mike Weinstein, talking about the passing of Mandela and what his legacy is really all about.
The biggest story in the entire world right now, and I'm not exaggerating by any stretch, former South African President Nelson Mandela has died. President Jacob Zuma was delivering the announcement just moments ago.
Fellow South Africans, our beloved Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, the founding president of our democratic nation, has departed. He passed on peacefully in the company of his family.
He went on to talk about the nation mourning.
He is now resting. He is now at peace. Our nation has lost its greatest son. Our people have lost a father. Although we knew that this day would come.
Now, Nelson Mandela, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, He spent a large portion of his life in prison, credited with ending apartheid. I'll tell you that this is the type of man, this was the type of man, excuse me, that commanded the respect of every other world leader. It really doesn't matter what side of an aisle you are and what ideology you held. When Nelson Mandela walked in the room, you sit up straight. It's Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela's in the room. For people like President Bush, W. Clinton, when you were in the presence of this man, you weren't the most powerful man in the room. Does that make sense?
No, it makes absolute sense. And I think in order to appreciate his life, you have to understand where he came from and what he accomplished. And Nelson Mandela, who passed away at the age of 95, but after following World War II. South Africa took a turn, and they instituted this thing called apartheid. And we hear about it, and we've heard the term, but many of us really don't appreciate what it meant, what it was like for the people, and basically what it was after it was instituted. In 1948, it classified everybody in South Africa into four racial groups, one being black, one being white, one being colored, and then the fourth being Indian. Now, taking it even a step farther than that, they segregated certain areas of South Africa for whatever racial group you belong to, and sometimes forcible,
right,
where you're going to take the blacks and say, listen, and if we have to by force, we are going to make you live in this area and make you do this. And to the point, and as a matter of fact, in 1970, all people that were not white lost all government regulation, all government representation.
Right, representation.
So this was a true country where racism was run amok, and that's what he stood up for, and that's what he stood against.
Right.
And that was one why he won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993, and more importantly in 1994. Imagine coming from that country, coming from that climate, coming from that type of environment. In 1994, he became the first South African black president.
Here's host Mary Beth Marsden talking to political analyst Clarence Mitchell about Mandela getting out of prison after his 27 years there and turning things around in his life to become the president of the South African Union.
The fact that he put together something called a reconciliation commission, where he basically gave total amnesty to all of the white South Africans for all of what they did in terms of violence to black South Africans, for the sake, Mary Beth, of starting anew, to not having a revenge and revenge violence. And a lot of people don't understand that he really set the foundation for the peace that we see now in South Africa.
Yeah, I just want to give people sort of the a picture of the enormity of what he did, and just your thoughts about, you know, what he will mean to the world for years to come.
What he laid as a foundation was first someone who tried peacefully. The ANC, African National Congress, Mary Beth, was a peaceful organization, very much like the NAACP, but as they were set upon with violence by the South African government, they then resorted themselves to violence, and then he was arrested. But when he came out, instead of him calling for more violence, he really laid the foundation for a peaceful approach to a peaceful South Africa, and that's why he overwhelmingly won the presidential vote when he ran for president in South Africa. And I mean, folks know about what he did with the rugby team, and it's now an ESPN special, where he used the sport of rugby to bring white and South Africans together in a way they never had been before.
Can you just compare what was happening in South Africa with what was happening here and how they relate?
The African National Congress modeled its organization after the NAACP family found back in the early 1900s. And so they patterned their peace approach to changing government from laws to that particular practice. And then, like I say, became violent as the situation escalated in terms of government violence. But my grandparents, we all respected Nelson Mandela for his stance while he was in prison. And, of course, I got a chance, like I said, I'm honored to have said I met the man when he came out.
All right, let's continue conversation. In a matter of moments, we're going to get back to this week's most discussed item in the News Talk Radio world, the healthcare system, the ACA, all that stuff. It's up next to stand by. I'm Doug Steffen.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get to Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bellawood pre-finished floor and get special financing and gift cards, too. Don't miss it. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This Doug Steffen here, overviewing some of the things that people sort of are wrapping around, some of the items that are very important this week conversationally. Criticism of Obamacare certainly has been there and be the most talked about thing, I'm guessing, for the entire year. Here are our hosts, Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard, talking to Kerry Brown from Politico.com about the president's comments this week regarding the website and how much better the ACA is than it was.
Let's talk about what President Obama had to say a little more in depth. What did he say about the progress in getting this thing fixed?
He said the website's been substantially improved. There's still work to be done, particularly on the part where consumers who are enrolled, the information that is then relayed to insurers, that information has been garbled. The report's going to insurers on who's enrolled, what they're getting. So they have to fix that. They've been working on that. But, you know, the real test has been over the past 2 days. The highest volume for healthcare.gov is on the afternoons of weekdays. And they haven't had a major problem in terms of, you know, a major crash of the system. People are being put in queues to wait if the volume is too great. But the fact that they've had 2 days of, you know, relatively good performance, Democrats are breathing a little easier. And I think this push today by the White House, the start of it, is a reflection of that growing level of confidence both at the White House and on Capitol Hill.
But it clearly shows how much the administration has on the line, that still so much attention and time has to be expended on this.
Mm-hmm. It is, and they lost 2 months. This was the plan that they were going to put into effect on October 1st, having the president go out there, talk about it, encourage people to enroll, talk about the law's benefits. And they lost 2 months, 2 months of a 6-month enrollment period. And it is remarkable that after all these years, they're still trying to educate people and get, voters to buy into this program. But, you know, right now there's dual audiences here. The president and his allies are trying to regain some ground they lost just in terms of what people think about the Affordable Care Act. They want people to think about it as more than a faulty website. And then the other audience is Democratic members of Congress who really lost faith in the president and his ability to manage the health care law, the implementation of it. And the White House is trying to show them that Democrats need to go back out there, can trust what he's saying, follow his lead once again. You know, they've done that before and they have felt burned. So there's a little bit of, trying to rebuild confidence with Democratic members of Congress too by, you know, a White House of their own party.
A lot of people were talking this week also about the news media and how it has chosen to cover the president, the problems with Obamacare. It really is, but it's typical what goes on, so I don't know why people are surprised. I do find this to be, this next bit of sound from a radio program hosted by Joel Riley, where he talks to healthcare reporter Kyle Cheney. They discuss a Medicaid problem with the Affordable Care Act that nobody has been talking about. Listen to this.
A little move on Black Friday may have some big-time implications for we Ohioans, right, Kyle?
It's true, Joel. The administration sort of quietly on Friday said, it tried to fix what's also been sort of underreported problem with healthcare.gov. It's hard to imagine anything about healthcare.gov being underreported, but it's the fact that the site actually can't send Medicaid applications to the state. So if you sign up for Medicaid on healthcare.gov, those applications are still stuck there. They can't go to the state where you live and actually fully enroll you. So on Friday, the administration announced this workaround where they said, we're going to let you use an incomplete set of data to enroll people. It's called a flat file. It has less than the full amount of information. It's raised some concerns among states that they'll be putting people in their Medicaid programs that don't actually belong there.
Yeah, and when you do that kind of thing, too, the thing that immediately comes to my mind is fraud. When people hear that, they might try to apply and get money that they shouldn't be getting. And then, you know, the thing we're hearing most about this morning is just the security. The security is just not up to snuff for what it should be.
Exactly. That's sort of an across-the-board fear. And in this particular instance, that would be the worst of all outcomes for this fix. And even if one the administration says is not likely to materialize, they think they've implemented enough safeguards even for this Medicaid fix that security issues are not, or even fraud issues are not going to be the end result. But what you're basically saying is, we're going to, you know, you can enroll people in Medicaid based on an incomplete data set. And by its nature, it's saying data that you would normally rely upon to ensure that people are eligible, just don't worry about it this time until we get the system fixed. And so that's why I think you're seeing some nervousness among states that, well, what are we really signing up for if we do this?
All right. So I think everybody understands how this communication, these catchphrases, abnormalities in the thing are going to be the subject matter of conversation, not only for the rest of this year, but for a long time to come. So at any rate, I wanted to give it its due on the program. Recapping our top 10 items this week on the countdown. At number 10, the Amazon drone story. At number 9, the New York rail accident story. At number 8, the story of Martin Bashir resigning at MSNBC. Number 7, the story of Detroit's bankruptcy. Number 6, the story of the Super Bowl ad that will never be in the Super Bowl, but everybody has heard it or seen it. The Undetectable Firearms Act, that's the number 5 story. Number 4 story, Iran and the continuing focus on the talks to eliminate nuclear activity there. Let's see, number three, the Newtown 911 tapes being released. Story of the fast food worker strike is number two. And the Obamacare focus, the relaunch, if you will, of the Affordable Health Care Act and the discussion of the website. That's number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up next, we'll check with Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with thoughts on the New York rail accident, the Detroit bankruptcy filing, and the fast food minimum wage effort. All big items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast. Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to visit with us, talking about some of the stories in the Talkers Charts for the week ending December the 6th that have legal ramifications. I was saying earlier, I'm sort of waxing philosophical, Steve. I'm broadcasting directly across the highway from the Parkland Hospital in Dallas.
Wow.
And I was remembering, with all the attention that was paid this last few weeks to the 50th anniversary of what happened here, I realized I was around the corner from Dealey Plaza, and I'm looking at how this area is so much different than it was 50 years ago. There's a Denny's in front of the hospital. And Children's Hospital has been built around Parkland Hospital, all the hotels and everything. It's just, and this highway is new in the past 50 years, the 35 that goes through Dallas. Just, it's eerie, though. And I'm passing that along because just you and I are friends, and I thought maybe you'd appreciate my spectator's view from across the street. Just thinking,
yeah, very much so. And it's interesting because they had similar experiences, and you know, you and I are about the same age, and go to a place of historical significance, but time doesn't stop even if momentous events have happened. And so it's eerie. It's almost like this place should be frozen in time.
Yes.
But it isn't. It just goes
right
on.
Speaking of being frozen in time, Steve's here to comment on some of the items from the news talk stuff this week. The Detroit bankruptcy has an important place.
Huge.
In the conversation this week, because of the legal ramifications of a city declaring bankruptcy, what happens to all the small contractors who are owed money by the city, and what are some of the other legal ramifications of this huge announcement?
And it is a huge announcement. You know, normally a bankruptcy order is a few pages. Judge Rhodes's order in this case was 150 pages. Detroit is the largest American city ever to go into a bankruptcy, and there were lots of questions about the extent of this bankruptcy. The biggest aspect is the judge deemed that the city would not be tied to the contracts it had for pensions for its employees, which is obviously one of the largest debts that is owed. This was something that even the governor of the state had wanted to have a contingency allowing the pensions to still be in place, but the judge said that would have rendered the whole bankruptcy authorization out. So this is a huge story.
It really is. Huge, huge, huge. Okay. One of the things, another one of these fast food minimum wage strikes this week. You listen to some of the people that work in these restaurants and you wonder, okay, how is it that even if the wage is increased to, what, $10 an hour, the base here for being able to pay your bills, even in a minimal way, is 14 bucks an hour. So this doesn't do anything. But I'm surprised more in the big picture that the minimum wage rule hasn't been tested in the Supreme Court. The constitutionality, where is their constitutional justification for any minimum wage at all?
Well, it's interesting because a federal minimum wage, and you're right, when you look at constitutional grounds here, people just assume the federal government can do it. Well, what is the interstate commerce? And there are interstate commerce aspects, but not of all industries, and yet all industries come under this federal minimum wage. So it's the expansive use of the Commerce Clause, which in recent years has been drawn back some. This was one of the things that it was argued that the Affordable Care Act could be done under the Commerce Clause. The Supreme Court said, no, it couldn't, but they allowed it under a taxing clause. So, yeah, I think there could be a legitimate argument, but the Supreme Court is a very political institution. I don't think they would ever overturn it.
Yeah, and that's the trouble, because law really ought not to be politicized, but it is.
You're right.
The hackers and slashers that are down there. All right, the liability question comes up again with regard to this rail accident. The engineer, normally working in the afternoon, changed his shift to work in the morning, may have gotten sleepy. But under the circumstances, the dead man switch, if his foot comes off of it, 15 seconds, the train stops. So I'm trying to figure out who's going to get it in the neck here. Does the state of New York, who owns this facility, are they the ones that pay? Or is it the Port Authority of New Jersey? I mean, somebody's going to have to pay for this, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, ultimately, interestingly enough, there are some improvements in the safety that have been argued for by various agencies since 1970, but the companies have not put them in. They're not legally required to because it has been a recommendation and not the law. But certainly the Transportation Authority, they will be responsible for this. I don't think the companies that themselves that design the trains will be required. They met their minimum standards, but the state of New York is definitely on the hook, and on the hook in a big way.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney, official attorney for all the radio broadcasts that I do. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.